Well, here's good news, Cy. And with us, by the way, on our phone lines is Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, good having you with us.
Well, thanks, Pastor. Always a pleasure.
We usually have you here to talk about your headlines, but this time we're here to have you talk about your website. And in studio with us is Meili Osterle, who is the proprietor of Smart Finds Agency, the man who took your website, and he did some remarkable things with it. Meili, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, guys. Nice to be with you.
This is definitely a good news story, right, Mike?
Yeah, my website was in need of, shall we say, lots of tune-ups. So Meili took care of that for me, him and his great staff.
Meili, what were the big problems that Mike had with his site that, you know, what wasn't quite working there that you guys helped to tune?
Mike came to us about a year ago, and it was a very interesting scenario. I've known Mike for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when he approached me and said, hey, I think I have a problem here, we started to look into what the problem is. And if I had to boil it down to one thing, it's the difference between having a marketing agency managing his web presence
mm-hmm.
versus a tech company performing a task or a service.
Oh.
So the tech company understood what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
right, in terms of
mm-hmm.
the service or the task that they're providing. What they don't necessarily understand is the marketing communication side of things.
So it's almost like the old field of dreams where you can build it. If you build it, they will come. It's not true, and certainly in terms
we're
of websites.
We're way long gone from that.
Well beyond that. So you could have, in other words, what I'm hearing you saying is you can have a well-designed website, but that just isn't doing the business of getting business to you.
That's certainly the starting point of the problem, absolutely. And I think that in Mike's case, that is exactly what started it, is that website wasn't able to communicate outbound.
How did you know that was happening, Mike? How did you know you had that problem?
Well, no, it started with we weren't really Google compliant. I just had a new website built, and then Google came out with the rules. We weren't mobile friendly, a lot of stuff. I went to the guy that I worked with, and I worked with him forever, so I have no disparaging words there. It's just like what Meili said, is a little different of approach, and I needed to move it to the next level. So Meili and I have known each other a long time. I get his newsletter. I thought, what the heck, let's get together and see if we can fix this thing.
Mm-hmm. What was it? What were the major changes you made, Meili?
Well, the first major change we made is changing the platform that the website is working in. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The platform that it was in was a proprietary platform. The web pages or the website pages weren't search engine friendly. The web addresses, a variety of it wasn't even mobile friendly. We had
mobile friendly. Excuse me, that term has come up a lot. What exactly does mobile-friendly mean?
Well, mobile-friendly means that in the simplest terms for most businesses would be that does your website scale to the size of the device visiting your website?
Uh-huh.
So does it scale down to an iPhone? Does it scale up to a tablet? And does
right.
it scale up to a laptop? It's got to be able to be flexible to move.
Scaling means does it look good? Do you get the key components there?
Right, without having to zoom in or zoom out.
That really did a lot of that.
Exactly.
Used to do a lot of. Matter of fact, still do that a lot of that. It's fascinating. Yeah, still have a lot of. And I have the big phone. I have the 6 Plus.
So Meili, would you say that this is a common problem amongst most people with websites, that they're the same ones that Mike is experiencing?
Absolutely. There's no question. If you think about the business world having 80% of the business being small to medium-sized businesses, I will tell you that space is very consistent. We had a company out of San Francisco referred to us last week. I was on the phone with them. And in their case, compared to what you were saying earlier, Foster, they had a pretty website.
Mm.
It was great. Mm. When people get there, it looks great.
Yeah.
All right. And it was communicating properly.
Uh-huh.
But once visitors get there, there were no call to action.
Uh-huh.
It just looks like a brochure as though it was made for print.
Right. Now, those are two aspects. Mike, I know you saw, as I understand, a very quickly, you saw a huge difference in terms of, one, visitors to your site. Tell us what that change in percentage was.
About 600% since September.
Good grief.
It was, I mean, just
incredible.
A matter of just getting the website to communicate outbound and just that's the starting point, obviously.
I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, the other element of it is that as a business, your website is a breathing, living marketing communications tool,
mm-hmm.
which means that you have to be doing something with it at least weekly, if not daily. It's like, what are you doing
to
build it out?
No problem for me, you know.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's no kidding. I wish I wasn't on it so much, you know.
You wanted to be a little more than that pretty girl you dated, you know, just somebody who looks good. You wanted to have a little more to it than that. And the little more to it is that when you get there, you want it to involve people. And that is time spent. That's another
Correct.
Factor, isn't it?
Exactly. So we need to identify what the calls to actions are. What do you want people to do once they get there? And so one of the problems that we saw with Mike's website previously was the engagement was not real good. It took a long time. I mean, we had to bring what's called the bounce rate way down.
Tell people what the bounce rate is, because that's kind of fascinating.
So for a business, basically the bounce rate in Google Analytics means does a visitor come to the website and only stay on one page? So it doesn't make a difference if they're on for 5 seconds or 5 minutes. Makes no difference. If it's just one page and they leave the website, that's considered a bounce. There's no engagement. They haven't done anything.
So would it be safe, Maylee, to say that a website has to – you have to design a website like a living salesperson in your organization.
Exactly.
You could either have an order taker, which just sits there and just takes orders – doesn't try to increase sales, doesn't do anything, just takes orders. Or you can have something that's a little more aggressive, that actually not only takes the order from you, but will also suggest orders and that sort of thing. And just like a living, breathing entity, you have to change it every day because people change every day.
People change, technologies change, your audience might be changing too. You got to take a look at what that looks like. It's important to stay on top of your analytics and what Google has something called the Google Webmaster Tools. Nowadays it's called Google Search Console, to identify what are the recommendations. And looking at that, and more importantly, it's not just about looking at a report, but interpreting the results.
But you talk like small to medium businesses, are being most affected by this. Does that mean that they need to have an IT department that's watching their websites and constantly interacting with it, and the Google Analytics as well? Or do they need to hire someone like you to constantly do that sort of thing? How do they handle that problem?
The answer to the question is they need a marketing company on the front end. Let's go back 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you needed something done in terms of marketing and advertising, you went to your ad agency or to a marketing agency.
Mm-hmm.
They would then determine your strategy, your brand, your messages, etc. And then from there, they would give the printer the order as far as what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now think of the IT department in this case as the printer of those days.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So basically what we're saying is that if you go direct to the printer, would the printer ever be your marketing agency? Would they understand marketing communications, right?
Mm.
So what's happening in today's world is because we're talking about the internet and that there's a keyboard attached to it, the first thing that businesses are doing going right to the printer.
I got you.
Okay?
I got you.
And they're bypassing the marketing agent companies that can help them to determine what the strategy looks like. And then based on that strategy, give the IT department the appropriate instructions of what to do next.
Mike, I'm curious from your point of view, Mike Brennan, how has this changed the way that you deal with your website?
Well, it's a lot easier to use. And more importantly, a lot of people were saying to me, gosh, I wanted to pick up your store, but when I put the URL in, nothing happened. Well, this thing's all set up so that you punch in for instance, you want to share my URL on your Facebook page or wherever, it will automatically display the story, the art that goes with the story. All you got to do is type it in, boom, it's there. And then you can share it with your social media. So I didn't have that before.
Mike, you know what? I forgot about that. That was the other problem that you had, right? Because people weren't able to share it.
Absolutely.
We're going to continue talking about this. And also, Mike, we're going to be talking about some of the headlines that you have on MI Tech News. We're talking with Maylee Ostele, who is the president and founder of SmartFinds Agency. And then also Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor behind MI Tech News, and we'll be coming back to talk about more about building effective websites with Mike's as a good example of that kind of thing. Thank you for joining us here on the first hour of the Internet Advisor. What ho? First hour? Yes, indeed. There are 2 hours to our program, and we're delighted during the spring and summer months to be able to offer that to you on a regular basis. We will be here until 6 o'clock tonight, and in about 12, 15 minutes after the news at the top of the hour, We'll be opening up our phone lines at 800-859-0957 to take your questions. Right now, we continue with a conversation with Meili Oosterli, who is the president of Smart Finds Agency, a company that has helped our friend Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, to do a great job with his web page. It's now quite different from what it was before. And Mike, thanks so much for getting in here a little ahead of time to talk about this. So I bet you're kind of glad to be able to do a little chest pounding on this, right?
Yeah, well, it's still a work in progress. We've got a lot done, but there's a whole lot of things that I've got on my to-do list. We're going to move into video in a bigger way. As I mentioned before, I'm working with Video Meeting, and we're going to do a lot of stuff with them, bring video panels, discussions, whatnot. I want to do news in a whole different way. And I couldn't do that before with the old website. This site, no problem with video. We just create a YouTube channel, and there you go.
I'm wondering.
And then we're doing a lot more podcasting. Of course, we do a podcasting show and live internet radio, for that matter. Matt and I do that show on Monday, Mem Squared TechCast. Mm-hmm. And then we, as you know, do a newsletter on Wednesday where we promote all of our podcast, radio partners, et cetera, including you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep adding new content partners. So, I mean, that's how I'm really trying to reach out.
How many balls can you juggle in the air?
Well, you know, I'm an A personality. I mean, I can't stop, right?
You keep juggling more and more. One of the things about websites that is changing, it seems, also, is that the need to tie it into social media. Mainly, I have to be honest with you, one of the things that drives me nuts is there's so many things to plug into out there, you don't know where to start.
Well,
Facebook? Is it going to be YouTube? Is it going to be Tumblr? Is it going to be, heaven knows. What?
I mean, I think the business needs to identify who its audience is, right?
Okay.
Let's start with that.
All right.
Because if you're, like, for example, if Mike starts to move more down the road of video, well, then we might want to take a look at Vimeo, which is another video website. You got, of course, YouTube, which is the big guy.
Right.
And there's a variety of other websites that are video-based. Mm-hmm. And so is that the right channel for you, for example, because you're trying to reach people that are looking at videos?
I would imagine it's a matter then of having a good partner like yourselves with Smart Finds to help make some of those decisions.
Absolutely.
Rather than saying, I want one of those. It's not like Mike is, you know, a kid in the candy shop. I want one of those. I want four of them.
Right.
You certainly do. I understand, Mike, by the way, that one of the things that's being developed, and maybe you can talk about it, Meili, is that there's an app that's being built for you by some university students, Mike.
Yeah, my good friend Nancy Benovich-Gilby, who runs the entrepreneurial program at the U of M School of Information, which is the computer school, mentioned that she needed some projects for her students. I went in and pitched them. And out of the 25 that pitched, 3 were selected, and I was one of the 3.
Oh, excellent.
And, yeah, and so it's a work in progress. Actually, this is more Meili's area than mine. So he's working now to finish up all the stuff that we need to do to it. But why don't you tell him a little bit where it's going to go there, Meili?
Well, one of the I think the guys at the U of M did a great job, the kids putting this together. They obviously understand it very well. But here are some interesting parts. What we're doing with this project in terms of Mike is we're just providing consultation. The right. work is actually being done by the U of M mm-hmm. team. They had come to us and they said, hey, we need an API. We need to interface with the website. And because we have Mike's website in WordPress, it was very simple to find a plugin that met the needs.
Okay.
And we had it up and running in 5-10 minutes. I mean,
wow.
it was really fast.
The beauty of WordPress, you know. So
wow.
It's an amazing platform.
So that was one of the things. But then, this is moving more towards now, okay, well, Mike has advertisers, and how do we get the advertisers into the app? So we're right now trying to collaborate on what are the options for that. That's turning into some interesting difficulties.
Mike, I want to not difficulties, challenges. That's how we put it. Challenges,
opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities. There we go. Hey, before we get too far off, and Mike, I want you to talk maybe about some of the headlines that are there. We, by the way, encourage people to subscribe to MI Tech News, and you can do that by going to mitechnews.com or to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and on Sunday night when we post the full schedule there on our show notes, you'll find Mike's smiling face, and then there is a button you can click, and then you can subscribe right there to find the headlines that he puts together each week, and we'll talk about them in just a second. Mike, as I understand right now, Shark Tank is coming to Detroit.
Yeah, on Monday, May 16th at Grand Circus, which is one of those training facilities in the downtown core. They're looking for new and different ideas. It's a wide-open casting call, and there's no guarantees, of course, but you get 60 to 90 seconds to pitch. But they're looking for not just, hey, I got this great idea. They're looking for something where you've already have users, where you've done sales, you got intellectual property. So it's a little bit step up from, you know, just being a startup, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you got some great ideas that have got customers that are making money, they want to hear about it. And if you get on Shark Tank, you know, this is an opportunity to make $250,000 investment come to your company.
Wow.
You know? Not to mention the publicity, right?
Okay, so, and if you go to mitechnews.com or to our homepage, you'll find a link to that store, and you can find out more about that. Another thing I saw here, there's a movie coming to the Grand Rapids area that combines faith with stock car racing. Now, that's a natural combination, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the dog dies and the wife runs away and it turns into a country music song. Actually, there are going to be country music songs in this, but it's going to Grand Rapids. It's one of the last programs that got grandfathered in under the old Michigan film credit, so it's going to receive a credit of about $2.7 million.
Okay.
Start shooting in July. It's going to hire a lot of people, 92 people over there. And it features Berlin Raceway and Marne. So, it's going to have it all going.
It's kind of neat. One other title I saw here, or headline in here, was Next Challenge Detroit Smart Cities Competition was going to get, the winner of that is going to be $80,000. So what's Next Challenge?
Well, it's think of the Internet of Things. It's, you know, I use one of their examples. For instance, you're driving down the road, your car tells you where the potholes are, where you can park, where you can pay. It pays for your parking automatically, brews you a cup of coffee at the office. I mean, it's the Internet of Things going crazy, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you bring them this, and right now is the sign-up period. It actually ends in July, so it's pretty early. But the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is $80,000. You know, that's some good money there. So I'd encourage everybody to check that out on my website if you're into these sort of crazy stuff that goes into the Internet of Things.
Sounds really cool. So that's the kind of things, folks, that you can catch when you subscribe to mitechnews.com. You'll get headlines like that, things that are informational, and also things that maybe you want to get involved with. And again, it's as simple as going to mitechnews.com and signing up there, or going to our internetadvisor.net site and signing up there. Absolutely free, which is very nice. And Bailey, let's bring you back into the conversation here, because I want to make sure that people can find out where to go to get in touch with your agency.
Our web address is at smartfindsmarketing.com.
Okay.
One thing you'll find when you get there is we've organized it based on need.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can easily find a website, marketing, advertising, mobile, video, whatever you're looking for. Having been around for 22 years, our agency has broad competencies, and so you'll find everything on there.
Excellent, excellent. Manny, thanks so much for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
And Mike, I can see why you are proud to have this man in your corner.
Hey, he's been a lifesaver for me.
And it has certainly done well for you. I'm delighted to hear that you've had the kind of success you've had with your website and with all the other things that are going on there. Look forward to hearing about your app and how that does for you. Mike Brennan, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Fuzz.
And good having you here as well. By the way, Mike has a show on the Podcast Detroit Network. It's called M Squared TechCast, and you'll find that airing live on Monday nights at 3 o'clock.